Your daughter Reese has officially freaked me out. There is something with imaginary friends. I can't do that.
I can't either. When she does her little play patterns, she has her toys and she's, you know, playing. And then more often than not, she turns and she's talking to a girl named Sarah.
Tell me who got you that dress?
Sarah.
And what does Sarah look like?
She has like the same eyes that I have.
Where do you see Sarah?
She said 10 days and then she can come home.
In 10 days she's gonna come home?
Yeah. And Mila is there too.
Who is?
Mila.
Mila?
Yeah, she's there too.
Oh, who's Mila?
Sarah's friend.
Nope, hard pass. Immediately I'm like, she's talking to a ghost.
So all I know is that Sarah must be on vacation because she's coming back in 10 days and she'll be returning with Mila.
Mm-mm. I am so lucky my boys never went through the imaginary friends stage because my mind is you're talking to a ghost. That's like first place it goes.
Very well could be.
Is your house haunted?
I would think so because it's one of those like older, we live in like the historic district in Corona and it's over 100 years old. So I think there could be.
Sarah's going home, like home.
I'm thinking it now. Right. I'm like, where is Sarah's home and why is she coming back? So I draw it down. I was like, okay, 10 days from now, be on the lookout. Ask her again. See if she sees Sarah. Put the for sale sign up if she does and we're out of here.
Mm-mm. If there are like noises coming from where they're playing, things turning on in the middle of the night. See, I would be so freaked out.
See, we haven't had that yet. There's nothing else that makes me think that there might be ghosts, but just the fact that she's saying that. And I'm like, maybe this is just like a weird kid thing.
I think kids do go through that phase. I don't remember ever having an imaginary friend growing up. Did you?
I don't think I did, no.
All right.
All I know is that I need to get her real friends now.
Did you have an imaginary friend growing up, or do your kids have one, and does it creep you out? Give us a call, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Anthony on K-Frog. I see dead people. That's immediately what I think of when you told me that Reese has an imaginary friend. I'm like, nope, that'd be a hard pass.
And when she's playing by herself, all of a sudden she turns and talks to somebody named Sarah. My wife and I are looking around. We're like, who is she looking at? Who is she talking to? I don't know what to think about this. I mean, we live in an older home. Could it be spirits from the unknown?
Did you actually think that? Did that run through your mind, though? Like, is she talking to a ghost?
To be honest, like, it doesn't freak me out that much because I'm like, you know, this is just little kid stuff. We read books every night, and there's a book in there whose character's name is Sarah. So okay. I'm like, okay, maybe that's where she's getting that from.
The connection.
But it's like, who are you looking at, and who are you talking to? And then she gave me a description of what Sarah looked like and said Sarah's coming back in 10 days. So I'm counting down, preparing for Sarah's return.
Tabitha in Anza, did your kid have an imaginary friend growing up?
My youngest had an imaginary friend when he was 5.
And did you get creeped out by it?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes the things that he would say that the imaginary friend told him, I was like, how the hell did you know that?
Like what?
So he told me, oh yeah, the dad's going to be home in like 20 minutes. And then his dad would walk in the door and I'm like, hey.
No way.
Yeah, his dad didn't have a set schedule, so he didn't come home at the same time every day. And he did that on multiple occasions.
When did the imaginary friend leave? Was it like abrupt, or did he tell you like, oh, my friend's going away forever?
No, he just stopped kind of mentioning him. And I think part of that was kindergarten, but the imaginary friend's name was Chocolate Milk Green Grass Joe. It wasn't even like Sarah. Or, you know, like Bob. And so I'd go, oh, so where is chocolate milk today? And he's like, no, it's not chocolate milk. It's Chocolate Milk Green Grass Joe.
Yeah, how dare you shorten the name?
Get the name right.
Use what's on his ID.
Listen to this from the 951. It says, my granddaughter had an imaginary friend. His name was Matthew. And so when she would come over to our house, she would always say that she saw a small light petting our dog. Luckily, she ended up growing out of that, so I just chalked it up to her being an only child at the time.
I think that's a lot to do with it, too. You're by yourself. The imagination's going crazy. This text message from the 562 says, have you researched who previously lived in your house? See if there's any names that go by Sarah or Mila. And maybe that's who it is.
Are you going to do it?
Absolutely not.
Yeah,
I'm just going to forget all about this.
Did you have an imaginary friend growing up, or does your kid? Give us a call at 888-431-3764. If you walk into Reese's room one day and she's playing with a Ouija board, then you're going to know Sarah and Mila, they're from the other side.
Shutting the door, walking out, pretend like I didn't see it.
Anthony's daughter Reese has an imaginary friend, and I'm surprised that you're not more freaked out about this.
Again, I think it just boils down to her being just a little kid with an imagination, and I think that's what I keep telling myself to make sure I don't have to have someone come bless the house and ghost hunt.
Perla in San Diego, did your kid have an imaginary friend?
My son was 4 years old. He played with her dinosaur friend.
A dinosaur friend?
Yeah. He said his dinosaur friend, Rexy, played with him along high and sick and with the ball and everything together.
A dinosaur friend is less scary.
That's very cute.
Yeah, but sometimes I get worried. Maybe he sees something or no, but I think it's just in the imagination.
Seeing dead dinosaurs, way more acceptable than seeing dead people. I'm okay with that. Betty and Wildemar, was it you or your kids who had an imaginary friend?
Actually, it was my niece, and she was an only child until she was six. When she was about, I'm going to say 3.5, 4, she had an imaginary friend, Jiminy Cricket. And yeah, you'd hear about it like when I'd go to sit down on the couch beside her or something, she'd say, "Oh no, Aunt Betty, don't sit there." I go, "Why?" She goes, "Jiminy Cricket's there." And she's a very imaginary type child. I mean, she's very intelligent, it seems. So it's not unusual. Don't get scared.
Yeah, Betty's going to tell you not to get scared. And then the 951 texts this in. My daughter, who was 3 at the time when her grandparents passed, used to talk to them all the time. And I would ask, "Who are you talking to?" And she would say, "Grandma and Grandpa." And then she would say, "You don't see him there standing in the closet?"
I like Betty's call more than you didn't have to read that. There's no reason to do that.
Sarah and Mila are returning in 10 days.
Yeah, put it on your calendar. We'll revisit this.
We're going to have to see where they were.